Brilliance Audio presents
Contract with an Angel by Andrew M. Greeley. In memory of Artis Cranick. Transform yourself. The kingdom of God is near. John the Baptist. This story is an exercise in speculative religious imagination, not in formal theology. Its premise, like that of my other angel books, is that the works on earth we attribute to angels are, in fact, the result of the intervention of a much more highly evolved bodily creature from elsewhere. Dr. Faustus signed a contract with the devil. The consequences were disastrous. This story is about a man who, without much choice in the matter, signed a contract with an angel. It is a risky business to get involved with angels. Contract with an Angel by Andrew M. Greeley. 1.
The scenario says you don't have much longer to live, Raymond Anthony Neenan, the man in the next seat said to him. You'd better straighten out the mess you've made of your life.
Neenan hadn't noticed anyone sitting next to him on the Saturday morning trip from Washington National to Chicago. He glanced at his companion, the only other person in the first-class section of the plane. A large black man in a brown suit, brown shirt, brown tie, brown shoes, and brown Homburg. He was perhaps 6 feet 6 inches tall, and as solid as an apartment building. An NFL linebacker or an NBA power forward. He was wearing a large diamond earring.
Pushy, Neenan thought to himself. Probably some kind of Bible-thumping preacher.
He felt a slight jolt in his stomach. He should not have eaten that spicy salad at brunch. He sipped from his vodka glass. Crummy stuff.